food science can be downright beguiling. It can give you instant success. Food scientists like Harold McGee can banish our fears of failure. And I must add that he can turn tradition on its ear. No old cooking assumption is safe from his experiments. Well, Harold's written Keys to Good Cooking, a guide to making the best of foods and recipes. Harold, welcome back.
Wonderful to be back, Lynn. Thank you.
I want to talk to you about the section of the book that deals with pasta and grains and beans, but specifically pasta. You have a lot of nerve. You talk about cooking pasta in ways that I would say every Italian colleague I know is probably, you know, gunning for you.
Well, it's true. I've been looking over my shoulder the last few months.
I can imagine. All right. Tell us what you found.
Well, this came out of one day cooking pasta the standard way in a big pot of water, which took, you know, 20 minutes to come to a rolling boil. Then I cooked a pound of pasta, which took about 12, 15 minutes.
Right.
And then I poured all that hot water and energy and stuff from the pasta down the drain. And, you know, as my glasses steamed up,
yeah,
I thought, why am I doing this? Why am I spending more time heating the water up than actually cooking the food in it and then pouring all the energy and water down the drain? And I live in California where we think about water, saving water frequently. So I thought, you know, cookbooks say never cook pasta in just a little water because it'll end up gummy and sticky and not very nice. But I wonder if that's true. So I just did the experiment of cooking a pound of pasta in just enough water for it to absorb. And I thought, while I'm at it, why don't I play with the heating as well? I'll start them in cold water and see what happens. And I found that starting in cold water means that the pasta doesn't stick to itself, which is great. And then it turns out that it heats up, it cooks just fine. You end up with pasta that is not at all sticky. The liquid is, I grant, a little thick, but that's wonderful because you can make a sauce out of it. So I recommend cooking a pound of pasta in a quart and a half of cold water in a frying pan. And it takes 15, 20 minutes instead of 45 with the heat up of the water. Works just fine.
I'm one of the few moments I've ever been speechless. All right, I will give this a try. Now, there's something that you mentioned, too, that I liked, because it is something, it's an old trick, cooking the pasta in wine and broth or in wine and water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's almost like a risotto version of pasta or a rice version. And, you know, after I published this, I started to hear from people who'd actually traveled to various corners of Italy and said, you know, this is nothing new. People have been doing this kind of thing for a long time. So it's just something that hasn't been as mainstream as the big pot of water technique.
There's an old farmhouse recipe where you would, let's say, brown some celery and carrot and onion and garlic and salami, bits and pieces, essentially, and start the beginning of a sauce. And then you would add the pasta and then you'd add wine and water. And I've always done it with adding a lot of wine and water. But what you're saying makes sense. So you make it like a risotto. You add very little. And it is really a tradition.
Exactly.
It's a really great idea.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay, so Harold, you're talking about starting the pasta in cold water. What would happen if you pre-soaked the pasta?
Ah, that's a very good question. And essentially what you do if you pre-soak the pasta is you make dry pasta into fresh pasta. Because, of course, when you make dry pasta, you make pasta fresh,
right,
and then you just dry it. So that works very well. The tricky thing about it is that it is a little time sensitive. So, you know, if you leave it too long, then it does tend to get a little mushy. But if you pre-soak it and then start it in even less water, cold water, then you get a very nice result.
How long would you soak it, more or less?
Oh, maybe 20 minutes, something like that.
Uh-huh. Would you put salt in that water?
Yes, uh-huh, because that's a great way of seasoning the pasta inside and out.
Interesting. Okay, I'm going to be drummed out of Italian heritage, but that's okay. You know, it's fine. I'll just say it's because of Harold McGee. Harold, thank you.
A pleasure. Always happy to take the hit for you, Lynn.
Thank you, sir. Harold McGee's latest book is Keys to Good Cooking, A Guide to Making the Best of Foods and Recipes. Now, for a recipe to team with Harold's untraditional pasta cooking techniques, take a look at Fusilli with Shrimp, Chickpeas, and Young Greens. It's on the website, splendidtable.org.